this morning was the Blackie Oakie segment on the Mike Calta show, and Kevin got hosed.
Shenanigans.
Chicanery is what took place there. There was a bit of a... Well, how would you describe what went down?
Well, first of all, I don't know how seriously one can take a segment called Blackie Oakie.
Not very.
But we are all competitive. Mm-hmm. I was asked by my man Galvin to do a song with him.
Sure.
I thought this was rooted in comedy.
Right.
Like, I thought I was supposed to be as funny as possible on the song, basically saying, I can sing, but I want to do this funny ha-ha singing for the bit, because that's what I thought we were doing. We don't sing for a living.
This is no American Idol. This is no The Voice.
Even the people on the station that sing for a living don't sing for a living.
That is for damn sure.
Okay, it's for fun.
Right.
I saw Spanish in the hallway.
Okay.
And I said, Spanish, I'm doing a song. It was supposed to be secret. That's why I didn't tweet about it. They wanted to reveal their black friend.
Right.
Right. So I told Spanish, I was like, look, we're doing Earth, Wind, and Fire, Shining Star.
Oh, what a great song.
Shining Star for you to see. And it's timely since the Maurice White passed away.
Rest in peace.
He was like, oh, that's a great song. Everybody loves it. And I said, hey, should I sing this funny? Or should I be as serious as possible? And he goes, oh, man, for sure, man. You want to be funny, man.
Right.
You want to be funny. And he goes, that's a great song.
Okay.
And then I turned the radio on this morning, and Spanish and JR did the song. They did the song that we talked about in the hallway, and we were supposed to sing the song the best that we could.
Right.
But we ended up, but he got me.
He stole the song that you were going to do.
He stole the song, and then he sandbagged me by telling me to sing it funny when I was really supposed to sing it like I can sing it.
Well, damn it to hell. That doesn't seem... I mean, I love Spanish. He's a good friend of mine, but it seems to me like you got worked a little bit. Let me...
I did get worked.
I've got the...
I'll admit when I get worked.
I've got Spanish and JR's version of that song. By the way, do not move a muscle, because a guy who we thought was MIA, in fact, I'll be honest, a guy who we thought had passed away...
I told you he was alive.
...is on our phone right now, so hang tight for that. But here is Spanish and JR.
Oh, there's no need to play it.
Doing Shining Star. Great song.
Yeah, hey, oh.
Oh, oh.
We got a star off.
When you wish upon a star.
Ouch. Off.
Your dreams will take you very far.
Oh, man. Is he doing that on purpose?
But when you wish upon a dream.
We lost to this.
Love it always, but it seems, oh yeah.
Okay.
What you see on night so clear? Hey, in the sky so very dear.
Again, I like Spanish and JR, but
yeah, you're better than the black guy.
I don't think anybody is better than anybody else on that one, respectfully, Mike. I think there's no good on that one. So now we've got Galvin and SBK's version.
We had a better track, indeed, also.
Of the same song. Spanish stole.
Yeah.
Oh, Cancer Pat hung up. Get him back, Nikki. Did you get his number?
No, that's SBK. Oh.
When you wish upon a star.
Is that Galvin?
That's me.
Your dreams will take you very far, yeah.
Yeah.
But when you wish upon a dream.
That's Galvin.
That ain't always what it seems, oh yeah. What you see are not so clear. In the sky so very dear.
You think we get the point?
We get it. We get it.
All right.
The point is, our song may be worse. That's not the point of this. The point is, I was set up to think I was supposed to be funny, so
right.
That's what I went for.
Sure, and the falsetto is clearly you're trying to be funny.
I'm trying to be funny.
You could sing the song regular, but why when you could bring a little...
I probably can't sing it, but that's not the point, man. The point is that I was tricked by a little short Spanish dude named Spanish.
Oh, he's not even Spanish.
Who hugged me, looked me in the eye, and told me he loved me.
Oh, he'll do that to anybody.
That's what I thought it was real.
We've got the Calta thoughts on SBK's and Galvin's karaoke right here.
Carmen squirming out of her seat.
That got real.
Yeah, but did you hear Spanish and JR?
Yeah, I did.
So whose was better, Galvin's or Spanish's?
Well, I'm a little biased to the black guy, but... Spanish.
What do you mean? They both had black guys.
I know, but
she likes
his.
JR better.
Bro.
Rob?
I liked Spanish's more just because it had more energy.
Like,
yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I like Spanish's better too.
Okay, no, but not
because, because his black guy sang better.
That's fine. I'm done.
Oh my God!
You guys are ridiculous.
I expected more out of Soul Brother Kevin.
Oh.
Oh, so you're saying Kevin held us back?
Yeah.
His pitch range was crazy, bro.
Nah, he was just.
He was up. He hit high notes, and then he went.
He didn't hit any notes.
Mike Calta's an idiot. Listen, horrible judge of talent. horrible judge of talent. He saw me in the parking lot, and he's like, man, you can't sing. And I'm like, dude, and I had to tell him the story. And he was like, oh, you should call Spanish out. So there you go, Spanish.
Oh, man.
And then Spanish calls me in the hallway and goes, I don't appreciate being called a liar. And I was like, man, I don't appreciate that home cooking you gave me. That's home cooking, man.
It is. And you got hosed.
Now, this is all in fun, but I'm just saying, sure. You know, now I see what Spanish does. Don't trust the dude in a shark skin suit that wears slip-on shoes.
Who tells everyone that he loves
them. He loves no one.
Are you saying he's a swindler?
I'm just saying he might be a little bit of a player.
He doesn't love the game.
Yeah, the game doesn't love him. I love Spanish. I consider him a friend, but he would screw me over in a minute like
that.
Would
he?
Oh, yeah.
You don't trust him?
Not when it comes to a competition on the Mike Calta show. No, he would do the same thing to me in a New York minute.
Now, I confronted JR about it, and JR was like, man, I have the email, dude. I sent Spanish a list of songs. And I was like, and it's funny that he picked that one because we had just had a conversation about it.
That is ridiculous.
There's so many songs. I just find it odd that two people picked that same song.
Tell the truth.
Preach.
Yes.
Preach. Anybody do this one?
No, nobody did that one.
I don't think I know this song.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
That's a horrible version.
It's a terrible version of that. I thought it'd be much better. You know that song, Seth. Come on.
I've heard about it, but I don't think I've actually heard it.
And then Calta had a professional singer, like some dude that's doing the Lion King in production. Yeah. He had like the most,
Oh, man, that seems like you got screwed over. Let's see if this is a much better version of the song. You've never actually heard the song by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, Ebony and Ivory?
Are you going to karaoke this song, or is this the real song?
Yeah, no, this is karaoke, me and Kevin.
I don't know the words.
Ready?
Ebony and Ivory live together in perfect harmony. Side by side on my piano keyboard. Oh, Lord, why don't we?
I'll take this part.
Oh,
this
good,
Paul McCartney.
I don't know that part.
I'm the white dude.
We all know that people are the same. Wherever you go, there is good and bad in everyone. We learn to live when we learn to give each other what we need to survive. Together alive, ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony.
Spanish.
Yeah.
Why'd you do my boy like that, dude?
First of all, Mike Calta is not a dummy.
I think the word was idiot.
No one said dummy.
No one said he was a dummy.
And this ain't about Calta. This is about you and your lying ways.
Whatever. I have one question for you, SBK, and that is, what would be my motive to steal your song? We have the email proof that we picked it on Tuesday. You and I had this conversation yesterday.
We had all
We
didn't have the conversation yesterday. We had the conversation on Monday. You don't remember, dude?
No, we did not. You said it to me today. Was I wearing a suit?
No, you weren't wearing a suit.
Okay.
I reminded you of that in the hallway that you weren't wearing a suit.
Yesterday was the only time I was in the building not wearing a suit. And you can ask JR, you can ask John from promotion.
What does that have to do with you setting me up?
Because I see them on a daily basis, and they will back me up that the only day they've seen me not wearing a suit was yesterday when I went in to record the song with JR.
What does the suit have to do with?
I think we're focused too much on the suit here.
No. This is all evidence, too, that this is, I mean, this isn't even in my personality. I'm not a swindler. I'm not a backstabber. That's not what I do.
You were a backstabber.
You were talking about me being a swindler. I'm at home cooking. What the hell does that even mean?
I didn't say swindler. I said you served up some home cooking that I didn't care for.
If you want to try to isolate single verbiage and try to snatch onto that when we have a bigger issue that is going on and you know what I'm talking about, you could do that. Okay. All I'm trying to say is, if you want to call me out, call me whatever you want to call me, a home cooker. I'm a home cooker now.
A bad home cooker. It was not savory. It was not savory at all.
Garbage. You're full of garbage, dude. We had that conversation yesterday. You had already recorded your song, and you didn't ask me how to sing it. You said, I didn't know if I was supposed to be serious or if I was supposed to be serious.
I asked you, and you said, man, be funny as possible.
Lies. Lies on the wishing well, bro. Of the two of us, I feel like my reputation far outweighs yours in the honesty department.
Mm. Oh. Okay, that doesn't make up for that nasty cooking.
I can't even cook well, man.
That's right.
I know. That's my point. I don't know Spanish. You know, it's all in good fun, man. It's just that JR told me, he said, look, I gave Spanish a list of songs, and he picked that one. And I go, he picked it because it was front of mind because we just had a conversation about it.
Damn. Now, quick question, Spanish, and I know you wouldn't lie to me because we've been friends for a long time now.
And he loves you.
Did you select that song knowing that Soul Brother Kevin and Galvin had already selected that song?
No.
Okay, and my reply to that is drugs.
Is it possible that due to some sort of influences on your brain might have misremembered saying knowing that SBK had already chosen that song?
No, what I may misremember is the conversation. I know we talked yesterday,
so he don't even remember the conversation.
Out of my mind.
Oh boy.
Could have been stoned out of my mind, and you could have been like, "Yeah, I did that song," and I was like, "Yeah, yeah, song."
The first thing you said was, "Man, that's a great song."
Dude, I'm telling you, if you told me you picked that song, I would not do that song. It doesn't even make sense.
Let me ask you a question, Spanish. If that's not the case, then when I told you the song we were doing, why didn't you say we've already picked that song?
Mm.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Why would I say we've already picked that song? This is how I know this didn't happen.
He didn't ask the question.
Because we don't talk about the songs that we do before karaoke. So if you would have said something about the song that you did, I would remember, because that's so out of character of how these situations usually go.
All right, let me reset real quick. We have Spanish on the phone. There was controversy that erupted this morning on the Mike Alta show, Blackie Oki, where Spanish and who is your partner, JR, did the same song
and
that SBK and Galvin did.
He even questioned JR's blackness.
Is that true? Yes, Seth.
I did? No, I didn't. I said he's half blind.
I got a text from Mike Alta. He said this is great.
That's good. All right. Very good. So then I don't know where to go from here. But
Spanish isn't really mad, is he? Because I've never heard him mad before.
I've heard him mad.
He's mad. Not really mad. He doesn't like the fact that I am insinuating that he's a liar
or a home cooker.
I don't. Yeah, that really bothers me.
I didn't call you a liar. I couched it behind the language of home cooking.
That's what I'm saying. And I realize what you're doing, and I don't appreciate it. And I know you're just ramming me up right now because I know you. I know what you do and how you
do it. Hey, man, I'm just saying I would never come to your house and take a dump in your bathroom. That's all I'm saying.
That's a good point.
I wouldn't come to your house and nuke fish, dude. Come on.
Spanish, thank you. Thank you for attempting to set the record straight.
The glove doesn't fit.
You must have quit. I'm going to play the point of Johnny Cochran here and say that there is no guilty party. There is no bad guy. There is no good guy. There's only you and me, and we just disagree.
Oh, but now there is a war.
Damn. If you could not mention... As long as the record reflects that everyone on Drew Garabo Live has good smell, then we're good. Yes, Seth.
Spanish, was your version of the song better than SBK's version of the song with Galvin?
Whose side are you on? Counselor?
That was the worst. I thought SBK could sing for some reason, but he can't. Galvin couldn't sing it either. It was terrible.
Okay, first of all, there's already a record that I can sing. When we were on the cruise and we did karaoke, we killed it.
Yes, you did.
Me and Carmen killed it.
You did.
Yeah, you did. I'm not going to lie. I can't even.
All right, there we go. So he's a great singer. All right, thank you, Spanish. I hope you have a great afternoon, man. Thanks for checking in, dude. You know we love you.
Oh, I love you guys. Mean it. Bye.
All right, see ya.
Loser.
I was just about to text Spanish to say, hey, we're talking about you. If you want to call in, he was already on the hotline, so great job.
I told him I was going to light that ass up.
Well, I'm glad you did. Did anybody do the fantastic version of Forgot About Dre by Dr. Dre and Eminem?
Now, that was a little too stiff for the room.
Oh, man, stiff for the room.
Yeah, you know.
If I had to do Blackie Oki, I would stroll up on in there.
Y'all know me, still the same OG, but I've been low-key hated on by most these cracks with no cheese. No deals and no G's, no wheels and no keys. No boats, no snowmobiles and no skis. Mad at me, cause I can finally afford to provide my family with groceries. Spanish with a home cooking, screwed over Kevin. Stay away to heaven. Galvin's favorite song when he hits the bong, but I'm just kidding, he don't smoke. Mike Calda was a joke. When he called you an idiot, he didn't mean it, son. Just poke the bear.
You know what I'm saying? Nobody's an idiot.
I'm not going to reveal private texts that may have come from Spanish just a second ago.
Right.
but I feel vindicated. Even if I don't get the justice on the air, I've gotten the justice privately, and that's enough for me.
No justice, no peace. 7-2.
And now, it's about to get really awkward up in here. Well, at least hopefully. It's Phone a Friend.
Joining us right now is Austin. Hello, Austin. How are you today, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Good, good. And I say sir because of your age. How old are you?
45
years old. Great. All right. And I don't know if you know why we have you on, but we're talking about the actor who plays Superman, Henry Cavill, who is 30-something and dating a 19-year-old, taking a little bit of flack, whatever for it in the press. How old is your better half, sir?
19.
19. And how long have you been married?
A little bit over a year.
Congrats.
A little bit over a year. So you were married when she was 18?
Yep.
And you were 44?
Yep.
How old were you when you started dating her?
44.
How old was she when you started dating her?
18.
Don't pollute my show with your lies, Grandpa.
Nah, she was 18.
You didn't touch her before she was 18?
Nope.
Are you a cop all of a sudden?
Maybe I am. Maybe I am. How did you meet her, sir?
Met her online.
Like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Instagram?
Just some dating website.
Some dating website. Like what? Plentyofguppies.com? Haha, because she's young. What dating website was it, sir?
Datehookup.com.
Datehookup.com. And is there a thing like where 45-year-old dudes go to meet 18-year-old girls?
No. It just happened that way.
Just kind of happened that way, sure. Where'd you take her on your first date? Chuck E. Cheese? Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No, I think it was Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah. They're barely blooming onion, right?
No rules, just right.
That's right. Yes,
I'm
Seth.
Not complaining.
I'm sure you're not, sir.
Austin, how old is your daughter?
23.
How'd you feel if she came home with some 45-year-old dude?
If you treated her good, that's fine.
There you go. All right, very good. When you first met this 18-year-old girl in person, what the hell did you talk about?
Just what normal people talk about, I guess.
I don't know what normal people talk about. I've never been a normal person.
I don't really know.
All right.
But it worked.
I mean, clearly it worked. She's married to the guy for a year. We've got your daughter here on the line with us, too. Kayla, hello.
Hey.
Kayla, tell us how it felt when your dad said, honey, I want to let you know I met an 18-year-old girl on a dating site, and we're going to go out.
Well, I didn't know it was on a dating site. But that doesn't matter. But at first, it was a little awkward because she is younger than my brother by a couple months. But after getting to know her, she's pretty cool.
So you've got a stepmommy who's actually younger than you are.
Yeah.
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 That's got to be a little bit weird, right?
A little bit. Yes. It takes some getting used to.
Man, you ever have to scold your stepmommy and tell her that she's been bad, Kayla?
No, because my dad would open a can of whoop ass. So
I'm sure he would.
I don't say anything.
Good daddy. Good call. Are you just happy that your dad is with someone that he really loves, or does it kind of creep you out that stepmommy was like a ninth grader when you were graduating high school?
I mean, that part creeps me out at first, but she makes him really happy. So it's kind of a catch-22, I guess.
Sure. Good use of that. We're on the phone with Kayla. Her dad is 45 and married an 18-year-old. Woo. Did you check her ID on the first date, Austin, just to make sure that she was, because I would.
I actually did, yes.
Yeah. I mean, a guy in his 40s can't be too careful these days, right, Austin?
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, it's untraditional, that's for sure. Do your friends kind of clown you a little bit, Austin, and ask you to, you know, why can't you find somebody your own age? Because I would.
No.
They don't. Do you have friends?
Yeah, I have a lot of them.
Okay. What type of music does your wife listen to? Raffy?
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what genre of music she listens to.
Do you not?
Like pentatonics and Meghan
Trainor.
Stuff like that.
Oh, Meghan Trainor, yeah.
Meghan Trainor.
Yeah.
I don't know what they call that, what the genre for it is, but.
Sure. What do you suppose she sees in a guy who's 46 years old? 45.
I don't know. You'd have to ask her.
All right. Is she out of school yet?
She's out of school, yeah. She's in college.
Oh, HCC? Little SPC? USF, very good. All right. That's cool. You drop her off at school and give her a little kiss goodbye?
No, I bought her own car.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Hot diggity damn.
Well, buy me a car.
Oh, snap!
I'm just joking.
I know.
Buy your daughter a car.
For real.
He's trying.
Oh, that's nice. Kayla, do you still live at home?
No.
All right. When you go over there for dinner, is it weird to watch your stepmommy eating SpaghettiOs?
No. She has a refined palate.
A refined palate. The SpaghettiOs with meatballs, then. I see. And if your stepmommy acts up at the dinner table, does your dad send her to her room without any dessert?
He doesn't take that.
Oh, he doesn't take that. I see. Now, I don't want to get graphic with your daughter on the line, Austin, but you don't make your wife call you daddy in the bedroom, right?
Nope, I don't make her do anything.
Does she call you daddy in the bedroom?
Sometimes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about
that,
Kayla?
I didn't know about that either.
Do not.
Stop. Why is Nikki clapping for that?
Don't.
My ears are bleeding.
My soul is bleeding, so we're even keel there.
I feel great.
Yeah, I feel great, too.
Good. I'm sure you do, pal. Sure you do. Do you plan on impregnating this young lady, sir?
Absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Because, you already got the perfect daughter in Kayla.
Yeah, I got all the kids I want.
There you go. All right. I don't know what else to say about the situation.
This guy has no shame.
I like the fact that he's very unabashed about it.
Yeah, me too.
It's all legal.
No, it is. It is allegedly legal. Now, how long did you talk to her online before you actually met her in person?
A few days.
Couple of days, sure. I like a nice slow romance. And the first time you did meet her, did anyone accuse you of abducting her?
Nope.
That's good. That's very good. All right. Well, listen. We appreciate your time very much. We'll let you go back to hopefully preparing some dinner for her refined palate. Kayla, are you hitched yet, or are you looking to get hitched, or what?
No, I have a boyfriend though.
How old is he?
28.
28. Okay. So that sounds about.
Oh, no. There. I'm not putting up with that. Older guy did you.
Well, you are the man, Austin. We'd love to have you in the studio with your wife sometime if you guys would like to come down here. I think that would be captivating radio. We'd also do a Saturday afternoon show. It's hosted by a cat named Mo. I think it'd be perfect for it. But thank you guys very much. And best of luck to you, Austin. Thank you and for having a really good sense of humor about the whole thing.
No problem.
All right, you guys take it easy. Kayla, thank you so much for the call, all right?
All right.
All right, take it easy.
Nikki mentioned something about...
Yes, hold on. We'll
give you the tickets.
We'll give you the tickets.
You got to make sure we get them tickets.
Hold on,
give her whatever she wants, Nikki.
Yeah, for reals. Oh, my God.
What?
That's...
What's he supposed to do?
I don't know. It's not my life, bro.
I know, but what's he supposed to say? Hey, after talking to you and you making all these jokes, I'm going to divorce her.
Look, I'm not looking to split up a marriage, man. I've already, never mind. It's just very untraditional.
It's happening a lot these days.
45 and 18 is happening a lot these days.
All over the place. I don't know anybody, but I'm sure it is.
I wonder what she looks like.
Hot.
I'm sure she's probably really hot.
Yeah.
Okay.